This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Give me butter, everybody. Give me butter, everybody.
Buddy, go.
Give me butter, everybody.
Buddy,
go. Give me butter.
Get off the day.
Buddy, 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 buddy. Oh, my Lord. Can you please?
What can you say about Buddy's performance tonight?
Yeah,
Buddy gets paid a lot of money to play at a high level. Buddy was Buddy tonight. Good for you, Buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield after the game last night in the press conference room. Buddy just gotten off the podium, and Jimmy came, and they were having a good time together. I mean, Butler hasn't been here a while, but we know that he and Buddy Hield like to give it to each other.
Yeah, and I still didn't hear Jimmy give him his flowers, but that's okay.
Yeah. Warriors win last night. 103-89, they were in control pretty much all the game.
2-3 zone.
To me, it was one of those games that it was exactly like Friday, only the Warriors were in control. I mean, the Rockets, to me, never made a run. Anytime it got to 9-ish, it would be bumped right back up. And the Rockets, quite frankly, could not score enough consistently, and the Warriors scored plenty behind Buddy Hield. And that's why the Warriors are advancing right now, Gu.
No doubt about it. And again, Stoney, I keep talking about the 2-3 zone because I'm stunned. It was like the Rockets, the first time they've ever seen it, but the Rockets were pedestrian from even trying to attempt three-pointers early, you know? And I go, that can't be the game plan. Maybe it was, but nah, Steiny, I just felt like the Warriors had them defensively in their sights. There was no Fred VanVleet pick and roll early, and that enabled the Warriors to do what they do. But again, Steiny, Buddy Hield was incredible. Steph, there's two ways to attack a zone, right? You can be overzealous and over-aggressive, or pass and trust your teammates. I thought he did that early, and then in the second half or late second quarter, he's like, to hell with it. I'm going to try to get some of mine, and it start working. But, man, I just can't get over Draymond. Just, it was night and day from what I saw Friday from Day-Day in the paint, Steiny, and that's why it was special. And it just felt like it meant more, man, because I didn't think he could muster that up, and he did, and they did defensively.
What do you make of the fact that they didn't play great on Wednesday and Friday, and then they played pretty well on, or they played well Sunday, and then moving forward, it feels like, to me, it feels like the rotation shrank in a big way against the Rockets. Now, the question now I have is, does Steve Kerr go back to everybody and finds out who can maybe play in the Minnesota series? Because to me, it seemed like if these were 11 game series, you know, Moses Moody wasn't going to play much anymore. Kuminga wasn't going to play much anymore. Post probably wasn't going to play much anymore. And obviously, Pajemski kind of has to play.
Yeah.
But, boy, you look at these minutes. The most minutes anybody played off the bench was 11.
Man.
So
Kerr wasn't playing.
So you wonder, you know, those minutes are, they're up there.
And to answer your question, Stoney, I don't think, you know, obviously it's game one tomorrow. It's not a game seven, so the finality is not there. And I got to believe, just from a physical standpoint, and I'm respecting Minnesota, just real quick here, but I'm also respecting what we're asking the Warriors to do, and you know, with one day of rest. But Stoney, can you afford, and I know there was no Peyton, what is going on in Houston to where Warrior players get sick to the point to where they got to miss a game? Kuminga, Pods, and then GP2 yesterday. But Stoney, I don't think you had that luxury of trying to shorten up the rotation. I just think there was, you know, lemon booty in regard to what a game seven is, and Kerr had a quick trigger. So that's where I'm at on that. But to answer your question on what's different, the Warriors will never admit this, but maybe game five and six, Donnie, the Warriors felt like they had one to play with. And yesterday, the Rockets had the Warriors' attention after what they did Friday by coming in here. And, I mean, my goodness, a two-point game going into the fourth. But for the rest of the quarter to play out in that game, result in a Warrior loss, I just feel like they had – the Warriors were like, you know what, we need a team meeting. And we got to let it all out. And that's what we got yesterday. Warriors didn't even eclipse 90 points. I mean, Rockets didn't even eclipse 90.
I mean, the reality of the situation is Gary Payton II being sick was a silver lining.
You think?
Yeah, because Buddy Hield played 37 minutes. And that had to be close to a season high. Mm. And he was a guy who benefited from Payton because – Who else are you going to use? Use Moody? Well, Moody only played 10 minutes.
And he was off.
And so, you know, Buddy Hield, I mean, the game was, Evan put it, it was a historic game seven by Buddy Hield. Nobody's ever made 9 3-pointers in a game seven in the NBA. So Buddy Hield had a game for the ages.
Yeah.
12 for 15 from the floor, 9 for 11 from 3-point range. 33 points on 15 shots.
Damn, buddy.
With no free throws. It's an unbelievable game.
It's Klay Thompson-like, Scotty. Yeah,
for sure.
And I'm going to use one of our guys' line, Bonte. A buddy eats for free in the Bay. Scotty, I mean, $8.8 million, you got that yesterday. Who saw that?
Steve Kerr.
Mm.
Let's go to Lalo in Pittsburgh. Hey, Lalo, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well.
I want to talk about that game last night.
Yeah.
And then I want to put that in the rearview mirror because we got a short turnaround. But seeing that seven-game series, I didn't think we were going to go a full seven with Houston. But after seeing that, I think we could go and win any series coming up in the near future because we got youth, we got coaching, we got the vets that can sit down and spill out a speech and let our guys know, man, this is what we got to do to take a series. And with all that experience and seeing us go seven, I think we were looking pretty good for the future, man. I think the next series, I think that we could, you know, we got that experience with the youth and the young legs and the vets to get it done. So I want to put Houston in the rearview mirror, and we got that short turnaround. We got to focus on Minnesota now, and let's get them, man. Let's get that first game, and I think we could do it, man. We're looking really good.
Appreciate it.
Really good. Yesterday surprised me the way we played, and didn't really surprise me, but I knew we could pull it off, and I think we gained a lot of experience from that game with our youth.
Appreciate the call, Lalo.
Man, we got you, Lalo, and everybody's fired up. But Stoney, you just got me honed in on these minutes. 46 from Butler and Curry, 45 from Butler, 46 for Curry, 40 for Dre. Buddy 37 and Pods 40, who didn't have his shot, but still, I mean, you had no other ball handler, you know, to bring it up. So he was out there. But I got to be honest with you. As despondent as I was Friday, I didn't think they could come back with this type of defensive effort. The offense and Buddy, it's there, Draymond, Steph, but the defensive effort collectively was just wow. I didn't know they could reach back and demonstrate that type of defense. And now, you know, we'll give our predictions tomorrow moving forward. But if you got that and you can tap into it, who knows?
Well, they're going to have to, you know, the last caller was talking about their young players. And
I mean,
their young players are going to have to play. I think it's pretty obvious the Warriors are going to have to play better against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But they're also the one thing I'm interested to see with their younger players is it did seem like their younger players, I don't want to say regressed, but the longer the series went, felt like Kerr trusted them less and less and less. And the bottom line is when you play game one tomorrow, I got to believe he's going to try to use whoever tomorrow.
Yes.
Whether it's a guy who didn't play much at all, like Kuminga or Post, or whether it's Moody, he's got to figure out now what they can give him in this series, because I got the sense that down the last three or four games of the Rockets series,
man,
he wasn't real keen on using his younger players.
And real quick here, Stoddy, it's so funny off of that point. It's kind of noteworthy to me because when we talk about the others, and we have rightfully so coming into this series, you're not asking them to be a superstar. You know what I mean? The bar's not set to the Eiffel Tower. It's just, can you be consistent and kind of mimic what you've been? And the last few games, we've kind of seen, you know, the others not meet that criteria.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors finish off Houston in seven games.
Woo.
And now they go to the Western Conference semis against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But what a weekend for Golden State. They got beat on Friday. It looked like they were dead in the water. And sure enough, they come out Sunday and give the Warrior fans a big-time effort, give them another big Game 7 win, and
yep,
we'll see how far they can go. But great series against the Rockets. I thought the Rockets were very impressive, and maybe in a year they win that series. But right now, they weren't quite ready for it, and the Warriors got an incredible performance from Buddy Hield.
Wow.
You know, Buddy Hield had the Curry game, and then Butler had the Butler game, and then Curry had the Curry game, kind of, or Curry had the Buddy Hield game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Double-double.
You know,
in
Buddy, you know, you'd expect Buddy to kind of have Buddy's good shooting night would be 8 for 16, 4 for 10, which is what Curry was last night. But Buddy goes 9 for 11 from three-point range.
And that last one was just like, is he going to shoot it? And he shot it. And, man, put him up 17. Night-night.
This is Steve Kerr talking about the Houston Rockets.
First of all, I want to congratulate Houston. What a series that was. They had a great season. A lot of good things ahead for that team. Ime did an amazing job. And really, the whole rebuild over the last couple of years has been so impressive. And we were lucky to get out of the series. But much respect to the Rockets and their staff and their organization. They have a great team, and they had a great season.
All right. That was Steve Kerr talking about the Houston Rockets. Put up a good fight.
Yeah. And, you know, again, the two big lineup throughout this series gave the Warriors problems more so, you know, the last three games, Stoney. And I didn't know if the Warriors had a rebuttal for that. But that 2-3 zone or the zone that they were running, I felt like yesterday, the most important game of them all, they kind of diffused that. And I got to say this about the refs, because we've been talking about the refs all series. I think they set the tone early. The refs, like, we're letting you play.
Yeah, the refs, I didn't think they were a factor at all yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny thing is we can talk about both games because there was such a difference in each game. I'm watching Friday's game. This is Friday. And one thing, you know, a lot of people, not a lot, but there's a segment of fans out there that aren't crazy about Steve Kerr.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not like fouling Steven Adams like he did in the fourth on Friday night in that game.
Why is that? Because I got an answer too.
Well, to me, there were two reasons. One is, the most important is, if you've been watching Steven Adams shoot from the line, he's not terrible. Every shot he takes from the line has a chance to go in. We're not talking about Chris Dudley or Andres Biedrich.
Wow.
His form's not bad.
Yeah.
His misses weren't misses by a lot. And I just felt like he had played enough. He was kind of in a rhythm. He was going to make enough.
Give me this one. See if it's mine.
Well, two, it's you're almost acknowledging you're out of answers.
There we go.
And you got to get him off the floor. But if that's what you had to do, that's what you had to do. It just didn't work on Friday.
Yeah, and I wonder if we see that moving forward with Rudy Gobert. But, Stoddy, that's me being in the arena the last two games here at home. That's what I took from it. Like, the Warriors are telling the Rockets, we have no answer. And then on top of that, to put salt in the wound, Şengün got a miss and put it back after he made one, you know? So it's a three-point play, and I'm just like, good God. But we didn't see 14 of 15 fourth-quarter missed shots yesterday, man. So the Warriors brought it in their black uniforms, and here we go. This is all we can ask for.
Yeah, I feel like the other thing, and I don't know why this was, but on Friday, Buddy didn't play a lot, and he didn't play well. And with Butler in there, I thought they had some spacing issues. Because, you know, Butler's not a three-point shooter. He went out to the three-point line in that game, but you don't want him doing that. And then yesterday, well, Buddy Hield is the player who stretches the floor.
Yeah.
And because he was able to stretch the floor, I think it helped out everybody else on offense. And when Buddy can do that, and a lot partnered with Steph Curry, I think that gives everybody a little more space to operate, as opposed to Friday, where Buddy didn't play a lot, wasn't making shots, and now it's got to be pretty much the big three having to carry you.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at you, because that was one that had me answering your question right before tip yesterday, not feeling confident. And boy, it's not about what we feel, right? Because we don't have a uniform, but this is a sweet win, one that will be remembered. And now you got me thinking, Stoney, and I'll never get to the bottom of it, but when I was on Twitter and saw Slater say early in the morning the GP2 wasn't his shoot around, I'm like, okay, he'll be there for the game. But now I'm thinking, does Buddy get these allotted minutes if GP2 had somehow been like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll never get to the bottom of it. It all
worked out.
He
wouldn't have gotten as many.
Wow.
There's no way he would have gotten as many.
Mm.
I can't imagine
just
how.
Just a thought, yeah.
So it was a little blessing in disguise, but Buddy took advantage of it, and the Warriors are on to the second round. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, how'd you watch that game last night? Were you nervous going in? Were you feeling confident? On Saturday, I heard a lot of fans saying, oh, boy.
Evan and Devone,
oh,
I listen.
Oh, boy,
yeah.
we're in big trouble. And sure enough, the Warriors reach into the grab bag and pull out another win when they had to. And this thing keeps rolling. The one thing I will say about Kuminga, who played 4 minutes yesterday, because
Seven. Yeah, okay, I got you.
The thing that I think put the nail in Kuminga's coffin in a way is when he was sick for game five, because the Warriors were up 3-1 in that series, and game five they got blown out and everybody played. That was the Pat Spencer game. And I was just thinking, if Kuminga can play that night, he's gonna get 25 minutes. Huh? in that particular game, the Wednesday game. If he plays 25 minutes on Wednesday, he's got a shot of playing on Friday. And then yesterday he got 7 minutes. You know, he would have had a chance at that or more. But like now moving forward, and I guess maybe, I don't know. What do you think? Will Kirsch start all over with Kuminga, or will he, in essence, pick up where he left off?
What would you do? Because to me, before
him, I'd have to give him a shot early in the series.
No, I think you have to, man. This team is better than the Rockets. I believe the Timberwolves, they have a go-to guy, and they got wings more than round table pizza, Stani. So we'll see. I just don't think you can afford not to see what you got. You got away with it against the Rockets. I don't know if you can get away with it against Minnesota.
Yeah, if you operate under the premise that it's going to be more and more difficult for the veterans, then you should be asking whether or not Kerr will give these young players a little more rope if the older guys aren't quite feeling it.
Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'll tell you, the other thing is, the Warriors, their schedule right now, whew. So they played Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Okay.
Now they play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, my. That's my man.
So they're going to end up playing 10 games in about 20 nights by the time they get to game 5 of this series. And what do you take out of the first round? I'm not really sure. It looked like the Warriors were leaking a little oil at the end of it, but they come up with a big game 7, and now, you know, I'm anxious to see the energy level in the first couple games against the Timberwolves and see if they can go steal one in Minnesota.
Yeah, and you got your friend Harry, right? I got my friend June. You've met him, Steiny, but the bottom line is, when it comes to NBA playoff basketball, he can't stand when, you know, we bring up fatigue and teams being tired. He just can't.
Who's that?
My boy June, the sheriff you met. But the bottom line is, it's if you want it, can the Warriors taste it now? Yeah, they only get 24 hours, but the euphoria of that win, you know, does that help them get ready? And I don't know what to expect tomorrow, but you look at this minute usage and you look at their age, you could get paralyzed on that. Or Steiny, the carrot is dangling for them to win another series and get to the Western Conference Finals. Can you ignore fatigue? And Friday, I thought that's all it was about. I thought their legs collectively were gone, and that's why they missed shots. That's why they settled for threes. And then they come back and do this yesterday. So I'm super, like the Bay, excited to see from a stamina standpoint how they follow up with this. And that's why I'm thinking we're going to see Kuminga at some points, Donnie. Just to spare guys.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
No, I hear you.
I mean, what do you expect from him? Yeah. You know, he hasn't been playing, and then you put him in there. You can't.
A couple bad passes.
You can't expect him to be a game changer in a game like that. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors are advancing to the second round. And they play Minnesota, but we got to look back at this weekend.
Yeah.
The Warriors got blown out Wednesday. They lose convincingly on Friday, and then they win convincingly on Sunday. They've done it again, ladies and gentlemen. They've won a game 7, and they're advancing. And who knows what's going to happen against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
I know he's happy.
Oh, doing pretty damn good. You know, escaped game 7, and it was all over like 2018 at Houston all over again, since that was the conference finals. And it's like, man, played as a freaking team, man, offense and defense, and they had to have that game. It was so good to beat our rivals like Van Fleet and Brooks and, you know, like I said, Steph, Dre, they've been there, man, champions. Like the former Houston Rockets coach, Reed Thomas Jonathan, once said, never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah, that was actually, now Antonio, real quick, he said that the year after they were the champions. So they were defending champions. Like, remember, he didn't say that and they'd won a title 3 years before that.
Yeah, but they still got rings on their resume. Am I right? Am I right? They do.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, man, hey, I think we should play Kuminga. Kuminga's what? You know, super athletic. We need to put him on Edwards, man. I'm not saying you can just shut him down, but, I mean, who else has that combination of, like, height, speed, you know, athleticism? You got to give him a shot, man. You know, he got away with it versus the Rockets. It was great. I love it, but you gotta play him, man. He can't have a talented guy like that not playing against a super athletic two-guard like that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't get the T-Wolves. I ain't even tripping.
All right. Appreciate it, Antonio.
Gonna be good.
I mean, Peyton II is my number one choice on Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Edwards getting Kuminga into some foul situations. Let's put it that way.
But, no doubt.
We can worry about that down the line with the Warriors and the Timberwolves.